Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I can't tell you in every situation or scenario that we gave up big plays on Sunday against the Vikings that we were in press coverage, but there were a couple of plays, Mike, where you said you saw our guys with their back running with the wide receiver, which means it was a one-on-one situation. This is not working out the way we thought it would.
Yeah. Now, I guess the argument is if you're going to go with like man for man, again, when you, for instance, when you blitz, a safety blitz, and Justin Simmons comes in, he's got to get home, because if he doesn't, you've got Addison, you've got Jefferson down there running down the field, and that's bad. And you already saw about guys getting twisted like into pretzels and falling down on the ground. And like, you know, it looked awful. But it just gets magnified when you don't get there. And so it's a combination of, yeah, we joked around on yesterday's show for guys who missed it. Smitty, sacks don't matter. Yeah, they don't matter when you don't get there, when they hit you for the big touchdown. It just seems like it's a great. And that's the debate, argument that a couple of our listeners brought up on Twitter and on the text line, saying, look, you guys wanted it? Well, yeah. So it's so then what? So we stay in the zone coverage, and we get chopped up by 1,000 tiny cuts. And maybe the time of possession goes a little bit longer on their offense as far as explosive plays, but they still beat us. I don't know.
Yeah, and here's the thing, like, you know, you want to blame because you're looking for somebody to blame.
Who's to blame? I want somebody's ass in my briefcase.
You want to blame us because you're like, you guys wanted this. Blame the mistakes. blame the interceptions. Blame the penalties, all right? What we were asking for should have been a part of the solution of how this team got better and defensively got
the
stops.
How the hell stops. Is this our fault? We're not trying to coach this team.
That's what I'm saying. So you want to blame somebody. You want to point the finger. Well, you guys wanted this. Yes, we did. And we're getting part of what we wanted. We wanted more sacks. We're getting that. What we didn't want is to give up big explosive plays and more points being put on the board by the opposing team.
Now, here's the good news and bad news. The good news is we've raised our sack total.
Give me the bad news first.
Well, we're still the dead last team in sacks in the NFL.
Okay, all right.
And here's shining point number two. All the pressure that we've added up, we are still tied for dead last with the Houston Texans for giving up the most passing touchdowns in 26.
Yeah.
26 touchdowns that we've given up this year in 13 games.
It's funny, Mike, because I'm looking up here literally as we're speaking, and I think this is Dan Orlowski who's doing something with this glove on the coverages.
Which is pretty wild, this whole virtual thing.
Yeah, and he's going through. Yeah, it's Orlowski, and he's going through the Vikings scoring, throwing the football against us, and it's our game, as I just looked up and saw that.
Right.
But yeah, I feel like here's the deal. There is a balance, and this is what I'm getting to. And we got a guy talk coming up. We got Falcon Report on the way at 5 o'clock. You'll hear more from Raheem Moore, so we'll be up there on Thursday to talk to Ra. But I feel like there's a balance between everything that we're doing and then the mistakes. Like, limit the mistakes, Mike, and still do some of the stuff that we're doing. If you're telling me we're going to get 4 or 5 sacks against the Raiders, I'm all for it. But you can't give up 4 or 5 explosive plays and touchdowns down the field of 40 or 50 yards and expect to win either. So there's a balance of what is going on. I'm not backing off of the things that we wanted to see on this defense that hopefully would get us better. You guys know this, though. The bigger problem has been, and let's just own it, has been the offense. It's been the inability to score in the red zone. Guys, I gave you the numbers earlier this week about our red zone efficiency. Mike, we are 26th in the league in red zone efficiency during this losing streak.
Right.
We don't score in the red zone enough during this four-game losing streak.
I mean, obviously, we need to score more points.
No, that's it, period. Look, we knew this defense was not going to be overhauled in one full season. I don't think Jimmy Lake has done as good a job as Ryan Nielsen. Now, I know we lost Calais Campbell. We lost Bud Dupree. There was some production there as far as, like, sustained production. Where guys are down linemen, not blitzing. We're getting there to the quarterback better than we are this year. Judon finally got us a sack. But, again, he's obviously been a tremendous disappointment this year. But 17 points against the Saints, 6 against the Broncos, 13 against the Chargers, and the 21 against the Vikes. That's the high point. And this is where, you know, you get into, is there an X factor? Is there something you could throw? Would a Michael Penix Jr. coming in there give this team a spark? And it has nothing to do with defense, right? He throws the football. But you just laid it out. We've got to jumpstart this offense.
That's the issue.
And that's why, I mean, for guys, if you're telling me I'm crazy, then why the hell did we draft the kid? Because when you don't throw a touchdown for four games with 8 interceptions, it might as well Kirk Cousins might have an Achilles injury or have a knee or something that's preventing him from doing his job. It's the same as an injury to me. This was the insurance policy, right? You guys told me, no, it's brilliant. Even though the rest of the NFL thinks we're idiots, this is brilliant. Well, here I got a malfunctioning piece at offense. The most expensive piece just happens to be with Kirk Cousins, Carl. But it might as well be an injury. Because the end result is I'm not getting what I need from my quarterback. So why is it so completely out of the blue and insane? And I'll ask Coach, and I'll make those points to Coach when we talk to him on Thursday.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.